Speaking of pockets, Deion Sanders. Must be the money.
Deion Sanders, a.k.a. Prime Time. So Deion Sanders left Jackson State to become the head coach of the University of Colorado. Sparked a whole lot of conversation around HBCUs versus PWIs, predominantly white institutions. It's a lot of back and forth. People saying, people celebrating it, people having a problem with it, people having a problem with him. How do you guys feel about Coach Prime heading to Division I college football?
Go ahead, Tim. What?
See, whatever is something that that A ain't ready to jump in on, he's no, like, no, yo, no, go, no. Go ahead, Tim.
No, I'm good.
I honestly have mixed emotions, and I am aware enough to know that some of my emotions may not be fully fair. So there was a part of me that wanted him to remain and continue on the trajectory that he's on. So, and part of those feelings are being a graduate of an HBCU, knowing some people at Jackson State who are alum, and just feeling an energy around our football that we experience in a microcosm for a glimpse when we were at Howard. So there's some feelings there, but I will say that I can't be upset at him because he honestly did what he said he was going to do, in the sense of if there's offers that are coming, he's going to listen and pay attention to them. And the way Jackson State has responded, now whether that's them just taking the high road, but they seem to be good with it. And as we talk more, I will say I might have some issues with the fact that I know that his son, if not both of them, are gone. Because with the portal now, it's not just the coach leaving, or the players leaving as well. But I hope he can do well. I doubt very seriously if he will be able to be as successful so quick in the Big 12 with Colorado as he was with Jackson State in the SWAC.
I'm kind of with you. Although I felt like he was always going, the one credit I'll give him is he never, ever acted like he wasn't leaving. It was clear if you were paying attention to him, if you were listening to him, he was going to leave. So I accepted that. My thing was leaving for the right situation. And while Colorado is a Pac-12 school, and that is, you know, the third, maybe fourth best division in college football, you know, it's a story division, but I expected him to leave for a better football program or a better division. And if you're going to go to the Pac-12, that you were going to be at some of the top tier schools. And I think had he waited, that would have appeared for him, because clearly Deion does great recruiting. And he has a great staff, and they coached the players that he had really well. So I accept that he left. I don't like the school that he chose. And I also don't like how quickly he left. I really think that he could have waited a week after winning the SWAC championship. It really wouldn't have mattered. That week really wouldn't have mattered. And it would have looked better. You know, you win the championship and you get on a plane the same night and you go to Colorado, that's a little distasteful for me.
And you still got the Celebrity Bowl to play.
Yeah, are they going to let him coach that?
I don't know that. I don't know. Yeah.
I've heard some conversations that they were thinking about not, but I don't know how true that is. And I think my take on it is, because we all know how much I love football and the culture of football, I think that Deion was Deion throughout the whole thing, right? Must be the money. He's a self-promoter. He's a personality. And there is no other personality like him in the NFL. Like that. It's never existed. And, you know, so he's able to bring, just through the force of personality, he's able to bring those things to Jackson State. And no other school, obviously, he's not going to become a head coach. You say waiting for other places. I'm not sure that those other places would be available to him. I still look at it in terms of, like, he's still a black coach. He's still a black coach with a very loud personality that's out there. And I don't know how well that's going to work with all the boosters and things.
Quick question. You're telling me that Georgia Tech wouldn't hire Deion as a head coach. You're telling me that that's not a job that's above him?
That
puts you in the SEC.
Georgia Tech puts you in the ACC.
I mean, okay, ACC.
I'm not saying he's... I'm just saying I don't know how quickly those opportunities and things were going to come. I know that during the search...
You really believe that?
Absolutely. During the search, while he was looking at schools and fielding opportunities, one of the things that the media was starting to report was there were questions about him and Prime Academy and, you know, how Prime Academy closed down, some financial situations going around the school, and some things didn't sit right. So I'm saying that if you can bring up those things and you could hire a dude from Liberty College, I forgot who just hired that coach, you know, and my man got, like, you know, call girls and all types of other stuff. I'm just saying, like, there's a certain scrutiny, I think, in a certain culture where I believe that he would just have a problem getting along.
I disagree. I think that in big time college football, with boosters, the only thing they care about is winning. There was nothing on Prime's record. You could talk about Prime Academy or whatever. The dude has no marks on him as a personality that would prevent him from getting a job. And
I'm not saying that he has anything on his record. My question is how well people will be willing to accept that.
They just want to win. Let's do this real quick. In the SEC, Mississippi State, not LSU. That's too big for him. Hold on.
Then he wouldn't want to be
Arkansas. Big, but not that it's not doable. Kentucky, Ole Miss probably too big out the game. Yeah. University of Missouri, yeah. South Carolina, although they got a coach. Tennessee, Vanderbilt. There are places that would have put him in a premier conference, and that's just the SEC. I don't think he can succeed in Colorado. He might win the Pac-12, but Deion's not trying to win the Pac-12. I think Deion's trying to win a national championship. And maybe for him, he feels like the stepping stone is go to Colorado and do well and then get the next job. But I think he was in a position because of who he was and the way that he recruited where he could have skipped the line had he waited.
See, I agree with Kev that line had a ceiling. Because yes, he was a winner, miraculous turnaround. That's SWAC football. I feel like he got Colorado because as you in your early segment, you started off saying the Pac-12 is probably fourth, if not tied for fifth, with your ranking. The power conferences, and Colorado finished 1-11. I don't think, and the schools that you name, like the Mississippi States, I think there is still such a old boy, white male culture in your top tier college football that they're not going. They're not going for that. That's not enough. If he turns around Colorado, then I think there may be some things. But one thing we should talk about is the fact that Colorado admitted they don't even have the money for the contract.
Man, to me, the thing is, what Deion provides more than anything else is credibility and recruiting. And black kids are going to go play with Deion Sanders. And I think that any school understands that. And you're talking about entrenched racism and things of that nature, Tim, where, and the SEC is that type of conference. So I think you got, you've nailed that on the head. However, I think they care about winning. And I think that those things matter, but they only matter to a certain degree. Because if they really mattered, it doesn't matter what he does at Colorado. He's not getting that job. But I think those jobs are available to him. And they'll be available, not necessarily because of his coaching, but he will out-recruit almost everybody.
I just don't think that they would be available at Jackson State. But I want to turn it off at Deion for a minute. I just don't think they would be available for him coming out of Jackson State. I think he had to go to an intermediary step.
Pac-12 is not an intermediary school, though.
Colorado is.
Yes, it is an intermediary.
Forgetting what you would look at as a top tier Division I football coaching job.
I think Liberty is intermediary.
No, but I'm saying within the Power Five. Like Liberty's not in the Power Five.
No, but that's my point is that if you can get into the Power Five.
There were Power Five schools. Utah, my man Urban Meyer was in one of the Power Five schools. And as he made his way up, he's coming from Utah. There are certainly intermediary steps where people take within the Power Five conferences, the lower schools, and they raise themselves up to go to the big prestige universities.
Yeah, Harbaugh coming from Stanford.
Yes, but that's not what's going on with Deion.
How we know?
What's going on with Deion is you don't think there's other coaches that have ever been in the SWAC and went 12-1 or undefeated. I'm sure that's happened in the SWAC before. No one said, oh, let's give them a Power Five job. He's getting this job because he's Deion Sanders, because he's prime, because he can recruit, because he got a great staff, and because...
Right, so he did it there.
And Colorado stinks. They're desperate.
But those other... coaches, Urban Meyer at Utah is proving that he can coach. That's not what Deion, this is not none of that with Deion. It's not about proving on whether he can coach or not. He bring in the people to the party free.
I hear you, but I mean, it's definitely about the coaching. I think that if you talk about the SWAC and, you know, you can, I mean, look, we went to Howard, right? Prestigious university. Athletics is not our thing. Athletics has never been a thing. My uncle went to Fayetteville, wound up playing professional football. He used to talk about whenever they played Howard, they circled that as the date for both football and basketball. It's like, yo, we love to go to Howard because we knew that was a win and we knew we see a lot of girls. I mean, that's Howard.
Check.
Right.
And for the record, Howard is co-MEAC champs. Yes. This year for the football team, so
for the football team.
But the coach ain't getting no job offers from no Power Five school.
Yeah, so I say that to say the quality of competition that you're playing. If I have excellent coaching, but if I have a similar skills and excellent coaching, I can easily win. Deion is bringing people with superior skills and excellent coaching.
My thing is that Deion has proven what he needs to prove to coach anywhere in the country. Because what he's going to do is not going to change from Jackson State to any school he goes to. And it's about the recruiting. Oh. It's about the recruiting.
We will be watching Colorado next year. Yes. Because Colorado will get television that they didn't normally get because they stunk. Now, the one good thing is if you're taking over a team that's 1-11, you win two, there's 100% improvement.
Kevin, tell the people the story you told me about Deion and his different speeches to Jackson and
Colorado. Oh, yeah. So my man, at the end when he won, when they won the SWAC, he went into the room and he told everybody they were leaving and he was like, hey, listen. It's like some of y'all, it's like, do not everybody go run and jump into this portal, this transfer portal. He's like, you know, we can have a conversation with you. We'll let you know if you need to transfer, because, you know, some people probably thought that they could go, and he's probably going to tell them, hey, you ain't really got them skills like that. Like, you need to stay right here. The next day, my man got to Colorado and said, everybody here needs to be in a portal, basically. All you need to transfer.
So he told Jackson State, everybody stay. And he told everybody at Colorado to go.
So wow.
He looked out for Jackson State. And he also looked out for the kids.
Yeah, I mean, he's looking out for the kids in Colorado. Yeah. They're not feeling it that way. But, yeah. You know.
He's telling them, I'm starting a new regime.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, you know, you're 1-11. I can win without you. I mean, I can lose without you. Like, I don't need you here to lose.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably 5 or 6 guys on that team that he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure that Shador is quarterbacking.
Oh yeah. He already. My man said, "I'm coming. I'm bringing my own luggage, and it's Louis."
And he told Colorado that too, right?
Yeah. No. That's what he told Colorado. He's like, "I'm coming. I'm bringing my own luggage, and it's Louis."
But then he met with them and had his son with him and said, you know, kind of like he's here, but he has to earn the quarterback spot. And then he said his other son wasn't there with him because he might be upset at him or something. So. We'll see. We will see how it goes.
Is other son staying?
No, I don't know. We'll put it like this. The prime factor has already taken effect because we talked about Colorado more in this segment than they deserve to be talked about until next season.